Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Talk All Ashes, the podcast that, covers everything Ashes of Creation related. My name is Frenzy, and I'm joined by my brother, Subjective.
Hello again.
And, we're here. We're breaking down all the information, dev streams, conversations, talking about Ashes of Creation. So we're excited to kind of dig into things on a finer detail and really kind of get to talk about things that hopefully we're going to be seeing upcoming in the Alpha 2 before too long. If you enjoy that, again, consider giving us a like, a subscription on YouTube or a podcast service if you listen to us there, or join us in Discord as well if you want to kind of join the conversation too. But we'll start off as we kind of always do. Now that we're back into the normal swing of things, what have you been up to, Sub? Have you been playing anything interesting?
No. I am going to play the War Within WoW expansion. I know. Yell at me later, but...
I understand.
Playing a little bit of Far Cry 6, but I'm struggling with that game. I feel like it's just... It's not a terrible game, it's just... So repetitive, but I don't know. There's a lot of games coming between now and Alpha 2 launch that I want to dive into. So, I don't know. I just think I'm going to chill and play in the new WoW expansion. But since there's a lot more solo content, I can kind of enjoy it at my own pace for now.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad idea. And I haven't really been playing, honestly, that much. But Tarkov Wipe, I think, is happening this week, technically. So that is probably going to consume most of my free time for a while, so looking forward to that as always. But yeah, nothing too busy, so getting kind of, like you said, some other games like Frostpunk 2 around the corner coming in September and stuff like that I'm really looking forward to.
Many games. Yeah. And then we got Gamescom this week too, right, opening night live, which we gotta watch, and there's supposed to be announcements there. It's just, last year was a doozy, this year's a doozy also.
Yep, and throw in Alpha 2 for Ashes in October, That'll be added to the list. But yeah, a lot going on. Not too much in the form of weekly updates. We just recorded the roadmap kind of React overview podcast yesterday, nothing really has happened since then. Obviously, we're recording this one for Wednesday, as we kind of record on the weekend, and then I get it uploaded on Wednesday. So. Yeah, so nothing too new in terms of news, obviously. If you're not familiar, we are going to be diving into really a breakdown and an overview, a more detailed kind of breakdown of, as we said we would in the roadmap kind of React, of each phase of Alpha 2. Again, for those unfamiliar, if you're just joining, maybe you heard about it in the distance and you're looking to learn, know more, Alpha 2 is coming for Ashes of Creation at the end of October, October 25th, for most people that have bought like packages and things like that. We'll maybe get into like some of the more nitty gritty details, but there's essentially going to be three phases to the Alpha: phase 1, 2, and 3. And of course, obviously the October, kind of late October launch will be, as long as everything goes as planned, the phase 1. And so this podcast is really going to be dedicated to kind of getting into like a lot of the gritty. Again, they gave us a lot of information, but again, there's still some questions. We'll be doing some speculation, kind of digging into different elements, like what we think it might mean, what we expect, what we're hoping for, all those different types of things as two, longtime MMO players. I will go ahead before we start diving into it, just to give a little bit of disclaimer. Obviously, if you listen to the roadmap stream from the developers, Steven and Margaret, they give their plenty of disclaimers, but also like, we don't know. There's just certain things that we're going to be talking about that are included, like they gave this information about, but we're not sure how it's going to be functioning in the game fully. So we might speculate on things like that. Obviously, everything is subject to change, as they said. So things we might be talking about now, might get either dropped from phase 1. They also said not everything that is listed that we're going to go over is going to necessarily be in day 1 at the beginning of phase 1. So October 25th, it may come, later. They're going to be doing kind of like 3-week updates to kind of do fixes, and then 6-week updates to add more content. So, and they also said things could get bumped as well from phase 1 to 2 to 3, or maybe even like dropped completely, right? They're going to be listening to community feedback as well. So maybe some things people will kind of chime in on as the game is kind of in progress and developing, and maybe it'll be changed or removed based on what people want. So just full disclaimer there. I won't spend any more time on it throughout, but that is just kind of sitting there in case you know, a few months from now, people are like, oh, why isn't this in? You guys said this was going to be in. just heads up. But yeah, we're going to dig in. There's a lot coming, I think, to phase one. Again, maybe not everyone will be obviously happy. Again, I wanted to play the Rogue. It won't probably be here till phase two, hopefully. But that's okay. There's still a lot of things to do. There's still a lot of things to test. Again, it is a test. We're going to be testing stuff out. But we're going to start off kind of like talking about the world and then like some of the other parts of the things that are coming. And we're just going to kind of give our thoughts and feelings and maybe speculate how things are going to kind of work in Alpha 2 phase one and go from there. And we're going to start off with the world, like the place we're going to be walking around. And now we've seen a pretty good bit of it from developer ups or developer streams. But, you know, getting to walk around it in yourself is quite a bit different. The main area we're going to have is obviously the Western continent. There's going to be two continents eventually, but we're getting the Western continent. And we're going to be getting the Riverlands, which we've seen a lot of, the Sand Squall Desert, which we've seen a tiny bit of, and the Vandagar Tropics, which I think maybe that has been either seen in the past, like the way past, or at certain points. So those are kind of be the main areas that we play in. Again, we'll kind of dig into like what that actually means. We're also going to be getting a changing world. So there's going to be four changing seasons. We'll talk maybe like speculate how that's going to work a little bit. And then we're in terms of just like what you can kind of do within the world, among many other things. But kind of like big POIs for people that are interested. Like there's going to be one grand dungeon and then four pocket dungeons. So this is kind of the world at large without going into every single detail. And I think that's a lot. I don't know about you, but there seems like there's going to be a lot of places to go and explore and see throughout, throughout the continent.
Yeah. Riverlands will obviously be their most developed zone. Obviously, like I said, we've talked about this before. From a design standpoint, you design one zone, build all the tools, and then those tools help you build up other zones faster. So we do have other zones, but they're not fully finished yet from like content and story perspective, which is okay. At least they're in the game. And they may change before, they may change over time too. But like I said, I don't want to speculate too much. At the same time, I do think the devs are being vague a little bit on some features in phase one, because I think they maybe want some surprises for one, and two, the other reason is I don't think they have fully fleshed out systems yet. So like I said, I know we're talking about the world, right? And I'm just gonna say, like, we know the four seasons are gonna be in the world, right? We just don't know how they're gonna work during phase one. I'm gonna theory craft that and think that maybe they're gonna either do two things. They're either gonna do it so when the servers are up on the weekend, they're gonna change every couple hours to test it out and see how it works, or they're going to change probably once every testing weekend until phase two. This way they see how they work, how performance is, you know, make sure the transition happens properly without the servers melting. I mean, stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff they have to test on the back end for these things too, that a lot of people don't think about. You're just like, all of a sudden it's just snowing, right? But, you know, I mean, it's not that simple. But but like I said, they have been vague on some things. We also got a very good list. But like I said, like also the one grand dungeon. And like, I don't know what a pocket dungeon is. There's really not too much info on pocket dungeons in Ashes of Creation. My guess is a grand dungeon is more like a big dungeon, bigger bosses, more loot, better loot. More, and those are more open and PvP oriented dungeons, whereas pocket dungeons might be designed for small groups and maybe not as open. There is some instance content in Ashes. I just, like I said, I don't want to speculate too much because I don't know, but I'm trying to give people an idea of maybe what they are. But yeah, those are my take on these couple of things that we're talking about for this talking point. But
yeah, and like I said, we will speculate, but we're not going to go too crazy. But I do think it's good to like give people like an idea, especially if you're not maybe as familiar with an MMO, or you're new to the genre, like what maybe you could potentially expect. But if obviously we are not experts, we're not developers, so things could certainly change. I would definitely expect to be playing primarily in the Riverlands. That is like the area we've constantly seen throughout developer, you know, update streams, and it looks fairly fleshed out based on all of the kind of details we've seen. So like, that's kind of like my expectation is probably where most of like, you know, the nodes are, If not all of them. And then, you know, the Sand Squall Desert and the Vanguard Chops is probably somewhere you can kind of go and see and explore. And maybe there's some stuff there to do. But I wouldn't, as I personally wouldn't expect those to be as fully fleshed out. Could be completely wrong. Maybe they are. But I do think Steven mentioned that at one point.
He
as did. Well,
he, so. I think in phase two, those zones get built out a little more. The Sand Squall Desert and they're in the game, but I don't, like I said, they're not fully developed yet.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if they're fully developed from a design point, like, do they have the zones fully built, just not all the systems in place for those zones, like the Riverlands, or maybe they're not actually finished from a design. They just start putting them in anyways, and just to see how people react and be like, you know, the zone, the basic zone is there. Like, what can we do to, you know, bring it up to par with the Riverlands, or, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah. And I'm really, the thing I'm most excited for, I think, from kind of like the world stage, and I did mention this a little bit in the overview and the roadmap react, but like, I really want to see the seasons. Like, I think the changing seasons is something that could be really unique to, I know you know this, and I think you feel the same way, but like, I love like weather in games and having like an impact like on your game. So like, I'm really curious to see how in depth they go. Is it going to be purely cosmetic? Is it going to be more like, is in this phase, again, maybe later on they're going to add more and maybe it will be more impactful, but like, is it going to be purely cosmetic to start? Will it be like when it snows in the winter? Is there like some buildup of snow that we can see? Is it going to like slow your movement in certain areas? Maybe if you're off the road and you're walking through snow, like you get like small movement debuff and stuff like that. To me, that stuff is like really, really interesting and really cool. So like if that type of stuff would be in the game, or maybe it's spring and it's raining and like, you know, all these different things that can kind of come into play with seasons. And, you know, there's a lot that they could do with this. I think that could be really fun, whether it's maybe changing resources based on seasons, or maybe it's, you know, changing like certain mobs, or like, you know, there's a lot they could do with it. I don't know if we're going to get something that fully fleshed out yet to start. But I really want to see what that looks like in game. And so, like you said, they might do it like 1 week is a different season, and kind of like, or maybe they have like 1 weekend where, hey, we're going to like, you know, show you a transitioning season. So like Friday to Sunday, the servers are up. Friday, it might start off in fall, and then by Sunday, it'll be winter. So you can see like part of the transition. Like, that would be really cool. But that's probably the thing I'm most looking forward to, in addition to kind of exploring the worlds, in terms of like kind of how the world is going to look in phase one of Alpha 2.
Yeah, I also want to point out that a lot of games don't really do seasons.
No.
Like, at least like I'm talking about, I'm not talking about like Diablo 4 seasons. I'm talking about, you know, fall, winter,
right,
summer, and spring. The new Assassin's Creed game is apparently doing seasons. That's pretty cool, but this is something that isn't really seen in a game. And from what we know of seasons, I believe we talked about this before. Again, I'll just do a brief rundown. They will impact some parts of the game, but like I said, it might be like, it might not be in phase two. I believe like rivers might freeze over and you can like, you know, take a caravan over, stuff like that. I mean, I said, I don't know for sure exactly 100% how seasons, but I'm just theorizing. Like, I believe seasons will have an impact on gameplay a bit. I don't, you know, like you said, like moving through the snow might slow you down. To me, I'd hate that. I know it's realistic, but like, I don't mind if the caravan moves slower while the roads are snowing or something, right? But my personal character, please no. To me, that's just annoying, but everyone's different. But yeah, like I said, hopefully seasons will lead to really cool gameplay things. We do know, like, if it rains, your lightning will do more damage and stuff. So there are some things like that in the game.
Yeah, and see, I love that stuff, so I'm all for it. Slow me down a little bit, make things more strategic, challenging. Like, I even like if like rivers freeze over, then it's like, oh, like maybe you don't have to build the like kind of boat caravan, like if you're kind of traversing. So like that could add like another strategy element. Maybe you could just bring the caravan right over it instead. So like stuff like that would be really cool, but I won't dig too deeply into it there. I am excited to see the dungeons as well. As you mentioned, we don't have a lot of information on, you know, the difference maybe between the pocket dungeon and the grand dungeon. But I think those will be a lot of fun to kind of explore, and, you know, it'll be interesting kind of making those comparisons. It's like a grand dungeon, like on the level of like, you know, like a Dead Mines type thing, or is that more of like a pocket dungeon? So that'll be kind of interesting to kind of see,
well,
like, their definitions and how they scale things.
So Blizzard, I know I play a lot of WoW, and I don't really want to compare Ashes to WoW too much, but from Blizzard does do one grand dungeon every expansion now. And if you played World of Warcraft, this is a huge dungeon with extra, like, it's very large. It has more, way more bosses than a normal dungeon. And that's what they call a, you know, a grand dungeon in World of Warcraft. So I try to pull from a lot of the MMO experience I have. So my, like I said, I don't know. That would be my guess of what a grand dungeon is in Ashes of Creation. Obviously, they're going to do their own spin on it, where, you know, it's their own thing, but pocket dungeons are a little different to me. Like, that one I don't really understand too much. I wish I could find a little more info on that, but there's not too much on it. And maybe instance dungeon, maybe it's, I do believe there's 8-player groups in Ashes, so maybe it's a 4-player dungeon. I don't know. I don't want to speculate too much. Also, like I said, developers still fine-tuning everything, so pocket dungeons could change a lot. So I just don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But some other things, and we're going to move on to kind of the nodes after this, which I think is really one of the big areas to talk about. You know, there'll be a day-night cycle as well. There's going to be 36 points of interest. There's going to be dynamic rewards tables based on the world itself. So a lot of different things coming potentially within phase one. But yeah, I think we're going to kind of transition over to the nodes, which I think is going to be really interesting and something I'm really excited for, because I think this is really what differentiates Ashes of Creation from most MMOs in terms of like what we're going to be, you know, one of the big gameplay loops, kind of like the big ongoing meta and how the world is changing and kind of adapting to you and like decisions you make and things like that. So I'm going to kind of go over everything and then we can kind of like dig in and give our thoughts. There's going to be 5 nodes, so 5 different places that potentially it could be built up. They can only be, and if you might have to go back and watch one of our old podcasts where we talk about the nodes and like the stages they go through. They can go through stages 1 through 6. One basically being like the smallest, kind of like non-existent. And then you can go all the way up to 6, which is like a metropolis, which is going to be crazy. But for the purposes of phase 1, you'll be able to bring it up to stage 3, which is a village. And they did say there might be some stage 4 mechanics, which I believe is like a town that might be, they might be testing and implementing as well. So definitely look out for that. You will have the ability to kind of add active constructed buildings and passive buildings with the, I think Steven mentioned in the actual roadmap, like players will have some options for like voting and choosing kind of like their paths. And this may tie into like, you know, the mayor's role and things like that too. There'll be like node currencies, citizenship taxes, buy orders. Again, I mentioned mayors, node resources with recipes from tier 1 to tier 3. So like that's a lot, you know, and that's just not covering every specific thing. But I think those are some of the major things we're going to see with nodes. Obviously, things that come with nodes also are like node wars and like things like that. So and diplomacy and those things between nodes and kind of like building up these nodes. So I think that's going to be really exciting. And where I think I'm just kind of, I just want to see how it all unfolds, like how the world kind of progresses, like in each one of these nodes. Is it going to be like vastly different based on like your mayor, based on, you know, the decisions players make like with these buildings? So I think that's going to be a lot of fun to kind of see in phase 1.
Well, yeah, nodes are supposed to be that way, but I think in phase 1, they're pretty generic, obviously, because they're still testing. They don't have everything in. Yeah, the big meat and bones for nodes is phase 2, obviously, but we're getting a little taste here in phase 1. A lot of this, I believe, is for testing purposes because they want to test it out. But yes, this will be really cool to see how nodes play out. And yes, by far one of the most important systems in Ashes of Creation. Steven even said it himself. He, you know, people were like saying nodes of creation in the chat, I think, when he was talking about it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, nodes are by far the coolest system in this game, and we are extremely limited in Alpha 1. There is a little more in it than I thought, but again, yeah, the real meat and bones of the system is not in until phase 2. And we're also extremely limited in where we can only nodes can be built in the Riverlands in this first phase, so obviously expected. Like I said, they got to test these systems. Like I said, if tests go well, then hopefully they will, in phase 2, we can get a significant node patch, which is their plan. Obviously, that could change. But like I said, if testing goes well and feedback is positive, hopefully we will get it in phase two. And yeah, I'm really interested to see nodes and how they play out in Alpha 2 big time, because like I said, this is just how the world builds and develops and comes alive, is, or how the players bring it alive, kind of. And that's one of the more interesting aspects of the game for me. And we, yeah, we've talked a lot about nodes also. Don't need to delve into it too much because a lot could change between now and launch. But if you want to, like I said, we've done a podcast, two podcasts, I think, on nodes. So, yeah, I'm hyped to try nodes out big time.
Yeah, nodes are going to be fun. Like I said, basically implementation, but a pretty decent amount there, I think. Like really getting to see like the nodes kind of grow. Small thing that's really weird that I'm excited for is they did say that dynamic road leveling, I supposedly, hopefully, will be coming during phase one. Maybe it'll be in from day one. Maybe it'll be in later. Hopefully, but it, I don't know. That just seems really cool to me. So like, you know, it might start off as something like a dirt path, and then maybe it can be, into like a stone path or maybe a paved path, you know, and like, that's just really cool to me. That's going to be fun. And it also provides buffs, which I love that idea. I know it seems kind of small, but it gives you a reason to kind of run on the main paths and the roads, which can cause like, you know, things to happen, whether it's interactions or, you know, PvP down the road, like with caravans and stuff like that. So like something like that's going to be really cool to see how it unfolds. I know it's probably nobody cares about that except for me, but I think it's going to be cool. But yeah, and obviously like the node wars, I think is going to be cool. And the thing that I think I'm most excited about truly is really getting to see like how the buildings, you know, there's going to be the ability, I guess, to again have like some of those active buildings and like passive buildings, and like seeing how like those can really change the node, I think is going to be really cool. Because, you know, if we have five nodes, like we may end up with like based on like the decisions people make or the buildings that they get access to and things like that, that could, you know, really give you a feel for how Ashes is going to play out in the long term, hopefully in that first phase, based on like the type of buildings and mechanics that they can kind of implement within it. So that's going to be, I think, a lot of fun too.
Yeah, they're clearly just trying to test the bare bones of the node system, like I said, before phase two, and add in the real depth like freeholds and
yeah,
stuff like that.
That would probably be the one thing that I'm probably the biggest thing I'm disappointed in, is there's like, I believe there's no like player housing or anything like that. There's no freeholds. So that is my area of disappointment. That's okay. But that was something I was really looking forward to. And so I understand we're gonna have to wait a little bit, but I was hopeful for like some kind of housing system.
Yeah, they're still working. I mean, that's all right. I mean, like I said, we're in super early alpha here, so like,
yep,
there's gonna be a lot of stuff that we want that are just not there, and that's yeah, okay for me. Like I said, we can help. That's the point of you invested in this game, is you like, you want to help them test these systems and make them better. That's what they want from us, right? So like I said, I mean, I'd rather have, like I said, a lot of people, at least me too personally, like I always wanted housing in World of Warcraft, but you know, it took Blizzard forever to address it, and then when they finally addressed it, I felt like they gave me a satisfying answer. They were like, we just don't want to throw it in the game because you want it. We want to put it in the game, have it be unique, and their own spin on it. And, you know, yeah, it'd have been nice to have it now, right? But, like, would you rather have it now, or would you rather have it where it actually matters, it's fleshed out, it's, you know, got a lot of depth to it, and it actually matters, I guess, instead of just half-assing it.
No, of course, yeah. I mean, obviously, I've always said that, you know, I'd rather have something be delayed and not, you know, than rather it be, you know, poorly implemented or just rushed and stuff like that. But, you know, this is just something I hope we get maybe a little taste of, but hopefully in phase two, I think there's going to be like static housing, I think I saw. So maybe we'll get a little taste of it then, hopefully. But yeah, so a lot going on with nodes, but I think we can keep trucking here. Not too much to dig into, but I was just going to mention the archetypes again. If you didn't get a chance to watch kind of like the roadmap update and things like that, we will not have all the classes in. And again, this is I should say archetypes. I guess, sorry, this is long-term overcoming the usual phrasing here, which is classes for most games, but the base kind of implementation, which are the archetypes, which is like your starting kind of class in a normal MMO or RPG, and then eventually you'll be able to pick a second kind of secondary archetype, and that'll form your actual class. So it's kind of like a combination of two to kind of make your final class, which we probably won't see for quite a while, so don't worry about that. But the archetypes we're going to see are tank, fighter, mage, cleric, ranger, and bard. So no summoner, no rogue off to start in phase one. But I think that's a pretty decent, even though I wanted rogue, obviously, that's a pretty decent, choice that people are going to have, right? There's a lot of different options and a lot of things you can hit on there. Definitely hits like the trinity of, tank, DPS, and healer, of course, and give you some options like for range with like the cleric, the bard, a little bit more of the support role, as well, things like that. You'll have some options and get to experiment and maybe see what you like. And hopefully if you're like me and you're waiting for the rogue, it'll be around the corner and something to kind of look forward to. But I think it's a pretty, I'm excited to really test out all these classes. So I'm glad to see we're getting most of them available in phase one right off the rip too.
Yeah. I mean, we got most of them. We were just missing two, so I mean, that's not terrible.
No.
But it would have been nice to have them all in, obviously, but based on how they've been showing off a lot of the classes lately, recently with the Bard, I'd rather have them, take their time and get it right than just throw it in for the sake of making someone happy, right?
So yeah.
Yeah, so I guess definitely they'll probably do unveils for these. I just don't know how, it's going to be interesting after Alpha 2 launches how they're going to do their dev updates. Like I said, they're probably going to include, players in it. So, when they're ready to introduce the rogue for instances, are they going to have... Steven did say they were going to have an NDA'd kind of PTR type server up also, where you might be able to play these things before they actually hit non-NDA'd Alpha 2 servers. So So I don't know how this is going to work. So I guess we'll see, right? But I'm okay with the class lineup they got. They got the basic there. They got, the range caster, the healer, the bard sporty, the tank, the melee DPS, and the ranged physical DPS, I guess.
Yeah. And I won't dig too much more into it, but they did say that it's going to be interesting too, depending on where things are at the beginning of phase one of Alpha 2, because they said the cleric, the mage, maybe the tank, I can't remember.
Yeah, it's a cleric, mage, and tank.
They're not quite up to where the ranger, the bard, the fighter are, the more recent classes we've seen. Obviously, they've made changes in whether it be VFX and just kind of animations and just how these classes feel. So those the mage and then the tank and the cleric might feel a little bit off a little bit, but they did say they plan to kind of update them and kind of bring them up to par with kind of what I guess the level and the expectation they've kind of set for some of those more recent classes they have unveiled. So that'll be kind of interesting for folks. So, just be prepared for that. If you are maybe going to play a tank, a cleric, a mage, that you might not be quite where it's going to end up. So it could change as time goes on, but I think that'll be interesting. You can kind of see where they were before and where they're at now with some of their more recent classes too. So that should be interesting too.
Yeah, mages don't look too bad from everything we've seen. I think they're just gonna bring them up to the quality level and polish of the bard.
Yeah, which looks great.
And the fighter, yeah.
The recent classes have looked really good. So I think it's just one of those things that they've gotten feedback, and as well as they've also they've probably just improved their processes and their development process. And so now where they're making classes is at such a higher level from where you start. People usually get better at doing stuff as they go. So it's pretty clear, I think, that that's the case for the more recent classes.
Yeah, they kind of had a change there when they showed off the ranger of a little bit more, I would say, higher quality maybe animations and stuff.
Fluidity,
more stuff like that for those classes, and they're going to be pulling that to the other three. I don't know when, but I mean, they said sometime. I mean, it may be over the course of phase one. It may be a little later, but like I say we've seen the mage in action. It doesn't look horrible to play.
No.
Like I said, it looks pretty fun to play. I'm probably gonna try it myself also.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's just more like, I guess more. They're just gonna make them a little more fancy, maybe, I guess, with animations and stuff, more unique, but that's about it.
Yeah, I think it'll be less about like their abilities and like stuff like that, and more just like VFX and animations and just kind of like that and the fluidity of those animations and stuff. But yeah, something to look forward to. We'll keep going here. Obviously, a lot to cover. There will be PvP options as well. So I did kind of mention a little bit, but there'll be Node Wars and Guild Wars, Caravan Runs, which is obviously kind of not purely a PvP endeavor, but as we saw kind of in the Caravan update, developer update, that obviously PvP is probably going to happen quite a bit in these situations, right? Because people are going to like want to take your caravan and get your commodities and kind of make it their own. So it's like, so that'll be something to kind of look into. And we talked about this in the roadmap kind of React. There's going to be lawless areas as well. Which Steven touched on a little bit. And I think of these kind of as like, hey, like go PvP here. There's no repercussions. There's going to be no corruption. You don't have to worry about like anything bad happening. You can just go out there and try out your PvP and your character and stuff like that. So player flagging will obviously be an option as well. So we'll get a feel for kind of hopefully how the game is going to, for the PvX, or maybe the person that's not used to being like there being like world PvP happening and things like that. So you'll get some of those experiences within phase one, which I think is good, right? Set the expectation of like how the game is going to handle PvP and what's going to happen when things go right, when things go poorly, and then we can give some feedback on that as well. So that'll be interesting to kind of see. I'm excited for the caravan runs especially.
I believe that will be the most functional feature based on what we know, because we've seen it, right?
Yeah.
They showed a pretty good crazy dev stream on caravans. The big question is like how functional are Guild and Node Wars in Alpha
Right.
1 phase or Alpha 2 phase 1?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I do have a little update on Lawless Zones that the wiki posted. So Lawless Zones are open world areas where corruption systems are disabled. This is intended to be an Alpha 2 only feature to help test what will become open sea content. So just a
Oh.
little update there for people. Obviously, there's also a little lore behind the Lawless Zones that Steve dropped too that we covered last podcast. They're just like the world is small. Like Lawless Zones are going to be high level zones, high the max basically max level zones for whatever alpha phase we're in, and it's fully open, fully PvP'd, zero corruption, high level hard mobs in those zones. So they're basically trying to test open sea combat, and there's probably I think there's going to be law there. So like the seas are going to be the lawless area. I don't know if they're going to have like islands with lawless area later. Maybe this may be why they're doing it for land-based lawless zones. They could also expand it to maybe there's some islands out in the sea that have lawlessness and you can have open PvP too, which would be cool.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to speculate too much, but I just wanted to give just a little teeny update on lawless zones there for people.
Yeah, I didn't know it was for like some of the sea content future stuff, which is going to be really fun. I won't dig into that. Like, I feel like I could easily do like a whole hour long
We're too far away
podcast
from
on
that.
that, like, because that's something I'm super interested in, but obviously that's too far away, so.
Yeah, their goal right now is to add some naval stuff in phase three, but as you know, that's not till May 2025.
Yep.
And number two, that may not even happen. So based on development cycles. So we're a long way from sea combat.
It's okay. I'm just gonna live out my sea-based fantasies with turning the caravan from like a stagecoach into a raft, and that'll be the what I can get out of it. But
Pretty much.
yeah, so that's it's cool. I'm excited for it. Like I said, the Node Wars will be really interesting. You kind of touched on it a little bit, but how fully, because we did see essentially like kind of a node war in a developer update, right? That is something they kind of dug into a bit. So that'll be curious to see, like, is it really functional? Like, can you take land, or like, can there be effects from it, or like, how will that play out? Kind of in the scale of phase one. So hopefully we'll get to try out some different things and see what we can get away with between the different nodes and the infighting and all the politics, maybe an early taste of that. But yeah, so PvP will be there. I'm excited for that, obviously, to try it out. Again, I wouldn't expect much because, you know, obviously they balance a little bit differently. It's like a rock, paper, scissors. It's more balanced on group combat, but also it's super early and classes are going to be changing and things are going to be changing. So I wouldn't worry too much about balancing unless something's just like truly broken. But I think it's going to at least give us a little bit of a taste of how things might start to unfold in the course of, you know, phase one. The early game, so that'll be fun. But
also, just one more thing again, they do plan to do balance changes while Alpha 2. I think it's every 3 weeks possibly, unless something's insanely broken, which hot fixes will always happen. But so, like I said, things may start out, like I said, it's Alpha, it'll start out as an imbalanced mess, but they may do some tuning as we get further in. So
yeah, I just always like, because, you know, it's easy to be like, ah, this character's broken. And I think they'll probably be addressing like that type of stuff. Like if there's like some major imbalance. But for the most part, if it's like, oh, this, you know, character's a little bit stronger, I don't know if they'll be too worried about that just yet, because everything is going to change as we go. Like once we get, you go from archetypes to true classes, like that's going to change everything. And, you know, as we get more weapon types coming online and things like that. So we'll see. But yeah, we'll kind of start to get towards the end here. I'm just going to mention some other kind of like major systems that are going to be in the game, hopefully at some point during the phase one that they mentioned. So just kind of like an overview, a mishmash of different things. Mounts will be in. I believe they mentioned land, sea, and air mounts. So you'll get to experience that. We did see some of that with like the dragon and kind of like the Node War developer update that we did. I don't think we've seen sea mounts that I'm aware of. So that'll be kind of cool to see maybe like that, what that looks like and how that plays out. You'll be maximum level 25. I believe Bosta is kind of like your character level, as well as like crafting, fishing and hunting. It sounded like we'll be in. So we'll get to see like to what degree that is in, like how far it's been iterated. Is it just like basic or is it really fun and advanced already? There's crafting, there's guild sizes, which again, I think this is important to note, which will be bigger later on potentially, and certainly at launch. But currently the plan is to have guild sizes be maxed out at 50 people and then maybe later at 100, whether that's during phase one or maybe during a different phase, we don't quite know yet. There'll be a lot of gear in there. They said 460 pieces of gear, and there will also be 3 world bosses. So yeah, a lot there. I'm, you know, it'll be fun to kind of like see the mounts. I want to see the crafting. I know it seems like crafting is maybe just kind of in the basic implementation stage during phase one. But I am curious to kind of just see like how the mechanics play and how it just feels and like gathering resources and stuff like that should be kind of fun for me. But yeah, a lot going in there for like systems, and I think it'll be kind of fun to mess around and try them all out.
Yeah, there's also a lot more systems going in, but we're also not too sure how implemented they will be, so we're not really talking about them today. Like I said, we don't want to speculate too much, because I don't think speculating is, I mean, theory crafting is fun sometimes, speculating is fun, but like I said, I'll give you an example. Fishing is supposed to be in, and the question is like how functional, and it, like I could go on for hours about it. Like, is it just going to be a bare bones where you throw your fishing rod in and you pull up fish, right? And there's just random fish. It's probably not going to be, it may be fully fleshed out, but it may just be a bare bones thing that's in Alpha 1 or Alpha 2. Sorry, I keep calling Alpha 1. Alpha 2 Phase 1. But the systems they have showed off, like caravans, like we've seen a significant dev stream on that. So like I said, there's a lot going on here in Phase 1, but I don't want to, you know, like I said, we could talk forever about all these little systems that are going to be in there, but I feel like we probably should let them speak for themselves when Alpha 2 actually hits, because again, speculating on some things is fine, but like I don't really want to speculate on like fishing, because I don't know. Like I said, some games have a very bare bones fishing system. Some games have a very deep one. They may implement a bare bones system just to get the system going so they can develop it further. And it's just like, there's no point of talking about it too much. It's there. We just don't know what shape it's in.
Yeah, for sure. So those are some of the major systems. I did not definitely go over every single thing that was listed. Some of them are just basic things like, oh, there's going to be guild chat and global chat and stuff like that. But, you know, things you'd hopefully expect. But, yeah, so that kind of wraps it up. There's also, I don't think there's really too much to go in here unless you have anything you want to add. But obviously, there's a lot of different, like, weapon choices that will be in, ranging from, you know, two-handed greatswords to wands and shields and spellbooks and stuff like that. But I think we're just going to have to kind of play around with those because obviously they come with nice, pretty nice skill trees as well. So those will be one thing that we can just kind of dive in and test ourselves and, like, see how they play out and everything. But... yeah, that's mostly, again, we didn't cover every single item. We tried to really, look at this as, giving you kind of a breakdown of like the most important stuff that we know is going to hopefully make it into phase one, at some point, whether beginning or by end. And again, could change as we mentioned at the beginning, but, yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know if you have any other thoughts or just overall feelings about like phase one and what to expect and all that, but, I think there's a pretty decent amount to look forward to.
Yeah, there's enough there, definitely. Obviously, there were some things there that aren't there that I wanted, obviously, oh, yeah. But that's fine. So, like I said, a lot of these systems are, like I said, we have not talked about. They're going to be there, like I said, fishing, right? But I feel like that's better to just try it when Alpha 2 starts. And you know, there's lots of content creators out there. We're just a voice podcast for now, so there's no point of diving and theorizing too much on some of these systems. This is a good opportunity to make new content for when Alpha 2 drops, so we can you know, test them out. And then obviously it won't be NDA, so then you guys can see it on YouTube or Twitch or whatever we decide to do. We haven't figured that out yet, but yeah, like I said, there's crafting. I mean, there's a lot of these systems in the game, but again, I want to see them in the game and make, you know, YouTube videos or Twitch streams based on those in real time than just talk about it all day here. We're just talking about, you know, the bare bones stuff, you know, phase one, how we thought they showed it off. And it's just, I do think they have a good starting point here. You know, I guess I would have to say, out of all the really interesting things they showed off for phase one, treasure maps may be the most interesting for me, because I didn't even know that existed until they announced it. Like I said, I've kept myself in the dark purposely for some things in the game. Obviously, like I said, I could dive into more of these systems right now. I have the wiki pulled up. But like I said, I want to keep myself a little bit in the dark because I want to be surprised also. So, yeah, I'm just really hyped to start playing in 2 months here, hopefully.
Yeah.
So, and then I want to make videos and content actually when I can actually do these things. So, and then show you guys, and then you guys can make your own judgments. Maybe hopefully get more engaging. We could talk with developers. I know I'm going on here, but
yes,
you know, that's what we want to do. So, like I said, we're just, you know, 2 months, it's going to be a long 2 months, but we'll get there.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good wait. It's going to be a long wait, but it should be a lot of fun. But we will we'll wrap things up there. Hopefully you found this useful. And if you did, look forward to next week. We're going to be doing a breakdown of Alpha 2 Phase 2, which obviously I think Phase 2 is really when things are going to start to heat up a little bit. Again, if we kind of get the things throughout Phase 2 that we hope to get, I think we're going to start to see some major features and things people will be looking forward to in the actual launch of Ashes of Creation down the road. So that should be, again, a lot of fun to kind of dig into and discuss and talk about as we kind of go forward. And if you did enjoy, obviously, if you're watching along or listening along on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. Again, we'd love to hear what you have to say. We really appreciate it when you guys watch and when you subscribe. It does make a big difference for us. And like, obviously, too. Join our Discord. We would love to have you there as well. And leave us a review on a podcast service of your choice, as we are available there as well. But yeah, we'll stop there and look forward to talking about phase two next week, and we will see you next time.
See you next week.